Here in Los Angeles, officials found 79 illegal immigrants crammed into a two-bedroom home in the San Fernando Valley. Yesterday's discovery was the latest in a string of so-called safe houses uncovered in the L.A. area. Other cities in Southern California and some across the country have also seen an increase in illegal immigration. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Monday night, L.A. police got a call from a woman who said smugglers were holding a relative of hers for ransom. She led officers to a small home in Canoga Park. Inside the house, police found piles of dirty clothes, garbage, and cockroaches. They also found 79 illegal immigrants. Kevin Jeffrey is L.A.'s deputy special agent in charge of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. He says everyone had their shoes taken away so they couldn't escape.
There were bars on the windows to prevent them from being able to exit the house. There were locks on the doors to prevent them from leaving the house. These people are a commodity to these smugglers, and they want to make sure that their commodity remains under their control until they get their money.
Jeffrey says the smugglers were charging $1,500 for each Mexican immigrant and up to $6,000 for those from Central America. In the past 2 months, agents have discovered several safe houses in L.A. where immigrants are held until friends or relatives can pay smuggling fees. In April, more than 100 illegal immigrants, most from Ecuador, were found in a tiny bungalow in Watts. A week earlier, 70 were discovered in an Inglewood hotel. Agent Jeffrey says a successful crackdown hundreds of miles away in Phoenix is forcing traffickers to drive the immigrants to L.A. and use the airport here to send them around the country.
So what we're suspecting is these guys are coming here to Los Angeles because right now we don't have a continual presence at LAX, and we're thinking that that's what they're trying to do to further their entry.
L.A. is not alone in feeling the effects of Phoenix's beefed-up enforcement. Other Southern California cities have seen surges in immigrant trafficking. So have Denver, Chicago, and El Paso. Agents from those cities met yesterday in a Phoenix hotel to get advice on launching their own crackdown. Russell Ara, Phoenix's ICE office, says local agents need to act quickly to prevent smugglers from gaining a hold on their cities.
And if the signal is sent early enough, what we hope to see is that they can avoid what occurred here in Phoenix without having to ramp up to the tremendous extent that we did here.
But enforcement alone won't stop illegal immigration, says David Shirk, director of the Transborder Institute at the University of San Diego.
All efforts have been placed on blocking the flow of migrants across our borders. That's not very effective. As long as the demand for Mexican labor remains high in the U.S., and as long as we're not penalizing or sanctioning those who provide those jobs, people will continue to come.
Señores, una línea todos. Gentlemen, give me a single line. Move yourself to the right.
In the basement of L.A.'s federal building yesterday, agents fingerprinted and photographed the immigrants from the Los Angeles safe house. Officials say most will be deported within 48 hours. Five are being held on suspicion of immigrant trafficking. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.